إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We're still reading from the explanation of some selected chapters and narrations from Riyad al-Salihin of Al-Imam al-Nawawi, the explanation of the noble Shaykh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. Babu al-Mujahada, Bab, the chapter number 11, we'll start tonight, or today inshallah. The struggle in the way of Allah, to strive and to struggle in the way of Allah, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah. Imam al-Nawawi brought, as usual, a couple of ayats. We're going to read to you the ayats, and then inshallah we go to the explanation of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا أي انقطع إليه وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وقال تعالى وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة. The translation of these verses, these six verses that Imam al-Nawawi selected from the Quran, first is the ayah 69 of Surah Al-Ankabut. As for those who strive hard in us, meaning our cause, we will surely guide them to our paths, the religion of Allah, Islamic monotheism, and verily Allah is with the muhsinun, the good doers. And in Surah Al-Hijr, verse 99, and worship your Rabb until there comes unto you the certainty, meaning death. And in Surah Al-Muzzammil, verse number 8, and remember the name of your Rabb and devote yourself to Him with a complete devotion. And also in Surah Al-Zalzala, verse number 7, so whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. And also once again in Surah Al-Muzzammil, verse number 20, and whatever good you send before you for yourselves, and in this nawafil, non-obligatory acts of worship, prayers, charity, fasting, hajj and umrah, etc., you will certainly find it with Allah better and greater in reward. And lastly, the ayah 273 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and whatever you spend in good, surely Allah knows it well. And Imam al-Nawawi says, after selecting these ayats, he says, many are the ayats that can be used as a proof in this chapter. Then he says, in the explanation, Shaykh Muhammad Amin, he says that the Mu'allif brought this chapter, Imam al-Nawawi, the chapter of al-Mujahada, not al-Mujahida, with the fatha on the ha. Al-Mujahada. What does this mean, Al-Mujahada? It means that the person should strive against his desires, against his nafs, and also strive against others. To strive against oneself, to subdue oneself, to work harder, do not give up, keep trying again and again until you get it right, inshallah, and you be on the path. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says, striving against oneself to be upon the right thing is one of the most difficult things upon a person. And keep in mind, you cannot strive against others unless you strive against yourself first. So how we struggle in the cause of Allah? By subduing ourselves in two fields. Because we are commanded to be obedient to Allah by acting upon the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions and staying away from sins. And these two are not easy for everybody, except from those that Allah had made it easy for them. It's not easy to remember Allah all the time. It's not easy to remember to be mindful of what you say, what you do, where you go. It's not easy to preserve your prayers and pray them in time with all of the fitna going on and with all of the occupations and the things that may take you away. It's not easy to find time to read the Quran with all of this fitna that the people are afflicted with in their homes. It's not easy to stay on hijab and khimar, the proper hijab that Allah has made obligatory upon you, O Muslim women. It's not easy, especially in places like where we live, where you go out and you see, you may find yourself, you're the only one that is covered properly. Shaitan is going to play with you. But it's not easy. But the reward, but why are you struggling to get the great reward from Allah? And that's what we're going to learn in this chapter. It's not easy to guard your tongue. Now, you see people around you, they just saying whatever they want to say. Keep talking. Joking, laughing, lying, backbiting, gossip, slander. But you don't want that. Even though people around you try to pull you to it. It's not easy to be mindful of your time and not to waste it on the internet and on the texting. On this fitna that we have these days, and Facebook and Twitter and texting. No. Your nafs call you to that. People inviting you to that. Why don't you have a Facebook account? Come on, everybody have it. This is the 21st century. Are you still living in the dark ages? Why you still have that phone? Why don't you have a smartphone? Why you're not texting? Why you're not replying to my text? What this and this? Why you're not a part of our group and this and that? Why you don't come to my parties in which women are requested to dress in, I don't know, Allahu A'lam, in a certain way? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Why you don't do this and do that? Why you cover your face? Why are you always dressing black? Why you have to ask permission from your husband to do this or to do that? See? You have to strive. Some women may have these ideas from themselves. Their nafs will be telling them these things. You're still young. Why are you coming to the masjid? Why am I reading the Quran? Why don't you just do whatever you want to do? Look, everybody, a lot of women are doing it. But you're not doing that. You're, alhamdulillah, upon obedience to Allah. You read Quran, you're trying to memorize it, you come to the masjid, participate in the classes. You're obedient to Allah, you're mindful of the way you look, the way you walk, the way you talk. You're mindful of a lot of things, you're keeping your modesty. You're doing it for Allah. And before you do anything, you ask, is this action is okay or not? Is this something permissible? Can I do this? Can I go there? Can I engage in this action or this or that? Is this job okay for me? Is this attire is okay? No. Is this book sound for me to read? Is this person or person on the internet famous? They have so many hits, millions of people listening to them. Is it permissible for us to listen to that person even though they're so famous? Mindful, because you want to do what's pleasing to Allah. But this is not easy, to be obedient. It's not easy to give up this fitan in this life and internet and Facebook and TV and channels and all this, and to have a mushaf in your hand or Kitab al-Tawheed or Sahih al-Bukhari in your hand. That's not easy. To guard your tongue, yes. You want to say so much, but you be quiet and you keep your modesty. And well, it's not easy. It's not easy. Whenever you go and you get looks, people are looking at you. Maybe they even calling you names, such as you're like a ninja, such as go back home, even though you're from here. You may be from America. And you hear something, you go to the grocery store, go back where you come from. But you are firm. Of course, these things that doesn't happen in all places. They may happen in certain places. But why you're doing all of this? Why don't you just take off the khimar to please the kuffar? Because you know you don't you're wearing the khimar to please Allah. The kuffar, they can tell you all they want. Are you the first one they're gonna hear this criticism? The Prophet ﷺ heard it from them. The Sahaba went through that. So you're doing it for Allah, but of course it's not easy. That's what the Shaykh is saying. It's not easy. This is very difficult. To be upon obedience is not easy, because you have to give up many things. Likewise, to stay away from haram. You're not lying, you're not cheating, you're not deceiving, you're not backbiting people, you're not going out in a way that's not pleasing to Allah. You're not smoking, you're not drinking, you're not watching bad things. You're not wasting your time. You're not disobeying Allah. And if you're married, you're not disobeying your husband. If you're still young, you're not disobeying your parents. And the like. You're not disrespectful to the people. You're staying away from this haram. You're staying away from these things, from innovations. Why? Because you know that they lead to destruction. But is it easy, really, to stay away from that? Especially if you're around an environment. Maybe people in your area, maybe some people in their own homes and families calling them to evil. But you strive. That's what we're learning in this chapter. You're striving hard. Those people, they choose to do what they do, they will face Allah on the day of judgment if they don't repent. But me, I'm a Muslimah. I'm going to die one day. And I want to do what's pleasing to my Lord. I wasn't created to please the people. And pleasing the people, that's something impossible anyway. Can't please everybody. So please Allah. And if you please Allah, doesn't matter who's not pleased with you. As one of the sellers says, if Allah is with you, is on your side, it doesn't matter who's against you. But if Allah is against you, nobody can help you. So the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah says, being obedient, which means to act upon actions of worship, is heavy. It's not easy. It's very heavy upon the soul to be obedient, except for those that Allah has made it light on them. Likewise, staying away from the haram, from sins, and ma'asi, and disobedience, is difficult. It's hard. It's not easy. That's why certain people are struggling, they cannot give up. It's difficult. Difficult to stay away from the haram for certain people, except from those that Allah has made it easy for them. So therefore, we learn from this at this earliest stage of this chapter that we have to strive, to struggle, keep on fighting our whims and our desires, fighting the temptation of the shaitan, work harder every time, never give up. If you stumble, give up again, get up. Things slow you down, find a way to raise your speed. Find a way to raise your speed, insha'Allah. And as we're going to learn here, the thing that will help us, insha'Allah ta'ala. So both, being obedient and stay away from disobedience, they're not easy on the soul. Two things are very difficult. That's why the person should learn how to deal with these matters. Gotta struggle, especially for those. If you are from those people who, subhanAllah, when it comes to obedience, you're lazy, lackadaisical, you know, then you should know that you have a, subhanAllah, you have a battle, you know, you have a fight. You gotta fight your desires. If you find yourself that it's difficult for you to get up to pray, difficult for you to read the Quran, difficult for you to remember Allah and read the Quran, very difficult, it's not easy, then you have a fight. You have to fight those things that make you like that. Because subhanAllah, when you obey Allah, it's only good for you. So why is all of a sudden it's so difficult on you? Things you do, and you are rewarded by Allah, and so you be on the path that leads to Jannah. Why is this so difficult for you? But in the same time, if somebody, you cannot get up to pray, you cannot read the Quran, but in the same time, you may find yourself willing to stay up all night, not just get up for Fajr, all night. If they tell you, look, there is a good job that pay $50 an hour, people willing to stay all night for that. But to get up to pray Fajr, we're not even talking about Tahajjud. Fajr, oh, it may be difficult for certain people. Find the cause. Why? Why is it like that? Find the cause. Why is our problem? The same way you try to find the cause. Why this washer is not working the same way it was? Why not turn it right? Same way. Why this fridge is not cooling things like it's supposed to be? Why this dishwasher is not, the dishes are not coming cleaner from like yours, and you make it a concern, and you want to make a phone calls and so, same thing. Say to yourself, I'm a Muslimah. Why am I acting like this? Why am I not obedient to Allah the way I should? Why am I not reading more Quran? Why I keep running my mouth? Why is it difficult for me to be quiet? Why is it difficult for me to mind my business and don't get to the business of others? Why is it difficult for me to obey my parents? Why is it so difficult for me whenever my husband says something, it feels like, I don't know, this man has no right to talk to me. Why it feels like that? Why it feels like that you want to read the Quran, but as soon as you hear the Quran, you pick up the mushaf, you feel like tired and sleepy, but we spend hours in front of the internet. No problem, you have the energy, but you don't have energy to finish one chapter from Kitab al-Tawheed, Talat al-Usul. Ask yourself these questions. You're going to be asking Yawm al-Qiyamah. Why you find yourself inclined to do bad things? Easy. Why? Ask yourself. Because you know this is no good for you. We are prohibited from disobeying Allah. And once you find your problem, then you're going to say, look, I got to do something about this now. And that's when the struggle began. That's where the striving. And that's when you know that you have a lot of work to do. But alhamdulillah, if you're sincere, Allah will help you. Now, the Shaykh says the most important, subhanAllah, for all the things that we should struggle to achieve is ikhlas, sincerity in all actions of worship we do and everything we say. He says ikhlas is very important, but it's difficult to achieve. It's not easy. To do everything, whatever you say, you do it for Allah, to please Allah, for the face of Allah, for the sake of Allah alone. One of the Salaf, one of the great people, he said, of knowledge, he said, one of the things that he has to strive the most in his life is ikhlas, to achieve ikhlas. The whole life is a struggle, man. We're no stranger to this term, by the way. We're no stranger. We struggle against many things. But do we, when it comes to the dunya, yeah, we're willing to struggle because of this. Yeah, I'm gonna give up this and this to get this. No problem, I can stay all night as long as I get a fatter paycheck. Of course, I don't want to sleep for 2 weeks as long as I get that paycheck so I can buy what I wanted. But for the Akhirah, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we willing to do that? Ikhlas. For this reason, look at the importance of ikhlas. That whoever said, La ilaha illallah, it's easy to say it. People can say it. But look now, what makes the difference? Ikhlas, those who they say it sincerely from their hearts, they are the one that Allah prohibit them from the hellfire. Keep in mind, the Shaykh Nuwadimin, he says, Subhanallah, striving against yourself, it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult to achieve ikhlas. Why? Because he says it's from the human nature that people, except from those that Allah have mercy upon and save them from this disease, many people love to be mentioned. And they love to be in the front. Many people want to be in the front. They want to always be on a driving seat. They want to be the one to give orders. They're going to be the one that people refer to them. Oh, look at her. Yeah, that's her, see? Man, it's a human nature. The woman, whatever she wear, she comes with the idea that women tell her, oh, that's nice, where do you get that from? And that's the last piece, actually. You cannot get it anymore. I know. People, they love, certain people love that the people praise them, even with the thing that's not in them, wal'iyadu billah. As long as the people praise them and say good things about them. Now look, she knows more Quran, mashallah. She's the best in here. Subhanallah, she does this, she does that. Mashallah, she brings food all the time. Naam, if you do that, mashallah, but you're doing it for Allah, it doesn't matter what the people are saying about you. But if you're doing this so that you can hear what the people say about you and you like the praises, that's a problem, that's an issue. It becomes a serious matter. Because the shaitan, he gets you from this. From this door. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Men ra'a ra'a Allahu bihi ve men sema'a sema'a Allahu bihi. Meaning, this hadith, Sheikh al-Uthaymeen says, this hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, whoever show off in ibadah, Allah will expose that person in front of the people. And whoever does things to be heard, this and this, Allah will make the people hear about him, and he will be exposed in front of the people, a'yadu billah. Likewise, the Shaykh says, from the things that it's not easy for a lot of people to do, but those people who are doing it, because it's not because of their color, it's not because of who they are, it's because they are applying what we are learning in this hadith, in this chapter. They strive. Yes, they have the same issue. They live. You find people, they live in the same environment. But that sister, she's, alhamdulillah, she's mindful of Allah. She covers properly. She lives in the same neighborhood. She goes to the same market places. But she's obedient to Allah. The other one, she's like, how can I do it? I live in here. Everybody looking at me. Many things taking me away. What do you think? The other woman, she lives in Mecca. She's your neighbor. She's your neighbor. So why she's doing it and you're not? You ask yourself this question. Therefore, it only come to this point. She's striving harder. She's struggling. She's working hard. She's not giving up. And while you are. The Sheikh said, likewise, fasting. You find certain people, they cannot fast. Difficult for them to fast. Other people, it's easy for them to fast. But certain people, they just difficult. SubhanAllah, they don't eat breakfast, no lunch, nothing all day. Especially in the summer days, when it's very hot, longer hours, 17, 18 hours. No food, no drink, nothing. Oh, no, 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 no. If it's Ramadan, they do it. Because they know Ramadan is an obligation. They do it, but they, like the Sheikh says, fasting is like a mountain on their shoulders. They fasting, but they are, subhanAllah, suffering mentally. They look at that ibadah is like a big burden on them, instead of looking at it as an opportunity for me to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so you find certain people when in Ramadan they spend most of the day sleeping. And most of the night watching movies and whatever and getting together with others upon haram. وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. Likewise the Salat, the Shaykh says, it's not easy to preserve your prayers and to pray them in time. Not only in time, but you pray them with khushu'. You take your time, not just Allahu Akbar, 2 minutes later you finish asr. No. You go with khushu'. Spend your time standing in front of Allah. You're reciting Quran correctly. Your heart is with you on the salat, not just the body. And you're doing it with love, with khushu'. You're humbling yourself in front of Allah. If you're not doing it this way, then you have to tell yourself, I got a problem. I got a problem, a serious problem. Especially when you come to the masjid and you pray sunnah in front of other women, and you make a nice, longer recitation, good rukur, good this and good. But at home, you pray whatever you want. And if you pray, you're just making it your way. لا. Then you have a problem that you have to fix. Once again, you should know that what? You have to struggle hard. You have to keep on fighting until you do the ibadah in the right way. Insha'Allah ta'ala. We're going to continue next chapter, inshallah, next week, inshallah ta'ala, on this very important chapter. I just want to give you a little bit of time so that you can think about it. Be serious about what the Shaykh is saying. And this is an advice for all of us, by the way, not just for you, noble sisters in Islam. All of us should be mindful of this important subject matter, to strive hard to be upon obedience to Allah, and to strive hard to stay away from disobeying Allah. May Allah make us from those who have this zeal to struggle and to keep on fighting and to keep on trying harder and harder again and again, and don't give up and keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.